One of the most remarkable things about the United States is that we were founded on an idea of merit. To quote my very favorite part of our Constitution, no title of nobility shall be granted by the United States. In other words, in this country, at its best, you do not inherit titles. You work for achievements. You should be judged by what you do and not by what your parents did. By definition in our very Constitution, then, we are an unentitled nation. And this school, I am deeply proud to say, has long been, and hopefully forever will be, a university that attracts unentitled people. We are a university that opens its doors to those who are hungry for knowledge and advancement, whether they be middle class or rich or poor, and whether they be American, Native American, or from abroad. This is a university for those who are willing to work hard to know the truth. This is not and never has been a school for those who view higher education as an accessory or a fashion statement or a way to define one's social status. This is a university where, when we are at our best, we are about knowledge and becoming the best. I say this because so many universities today seem to be animated by one slogan: this university is all about you. Syracuse, in contrast, is animated by something greater than you or me or any of us, by the pursuit of truth and all the good that learning can do for so many communities that matter. The community of scholars, the communities we are blessed to find interlaced across this campus, in schools and departments and teams and professions and clubs and societies. The community of this city and region that surround us and is so much part of us, and the global community which the best universities like Syracuse have long embraced.